This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author, Brenda Wineapple, her new book, Keeping the Faith. This is the Scopes Trial, 1925, God, Democracy, and the Trial that Riveted a Nation. Clarence Darrow, the defender of the weak and the unions and the aggrieved in 1925, from 1900 on, he was extremely famous. And he was up against a man who was even more famous, William Jennings Bryan, 3 times candidate for the presidency, Secretary of State to Woodrow Wilson, a man who could quote the Bible at any moment. The trial in Dayton, Tennessee, 100 years ago. Here, the author, Brenda Wineapple, describes the preparation, who to defend John Scopes, a young teacher in high school, of the evolution theory that was banned by the Tennessee legislature and Senate. Here's Brenda to explain the caution they go about in choosing defendant attorneys. Much more of this tonight.
He is indeed. He is indeed. And the discussion is, who should they take on as attorneys? Of course, the ACLU is going to have their own attorney defending Scopes, and that will be a man named Arthur Hayes. But there's also a man whom you mentioned, Clarence Darrow, who's a notorious and celebrated criminal and labor lawyer who has volunteered himself to defend Scopes pro bono without any fee at all, because he felt that this Butler Act is filled with bigotry and fanatics. And since it's being defended by another man whom you mentioned, William Jennings Bryan, Darrow feels called to battle. So part of the meeting that you're talking about in the ACLU offices downtown Manhattan have to do with who should defend John Scopes.